You tuned in to Fresh FM 102.9. That was Run Cali by the MIG. It's 11:28, and joining me live in studio, that is courtesy of the Step Up ARC Community Organization, Erica. Good morning, rather. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, Arthur. I'm very happy to be here.
I'm glad to have you here. Now, you guys are going to be, or the Step Up ARC Community Organization is going to be having or hosting an event later next month. But let's first talk about the Step Up ARC Community Organization. What exactly does it strive to achieve? What are the goals and what exactly do you do?
So if you just go to the name Step Up ARC, I'll probably start with the word ARC. Mm-hmm. An ark, if you can recall, in the Bible, is about safety, a safe place for a group of people, because outside there was storms and everything happening. Mm-hmm. So, and step up in life refers to at least one level up.
Yes.
If you are, wherever you are in your life, if you hear the word step up, it means you move forward. There's growth, there's potential.
Yes.
So Step Up ARC, the name was derived from that, but we are a community organization that takes care of the battered woman.
Okay.
The woman, the person, that lady who feels hopeless, helpless, who has been through the storms. That word again. But it's a safe haven. It's a place where we host women in safety. Mm-hmm. Safety is the key word here, safety and security, so that that person can have a second chance in life.
Yes.
Heal, grow, receive skills. And so our event on the 28th of October is a fundraising event.
Okay.
And we want to raise 1 million Namibian, I have to say, Namibian dollars.
Okay.
To build and create this safe place for the women. Mm-hmm. And I'm very excited about it, because it's a tri-sport event.
Yes.
Where we will do hiking, walking, running, and even in Germany, there'll be a soccer event to raise funds for us. So
wow.
We're very focused. We know what it is that we want to achieve. And our founder, Martha McNabb, she actually started the organization because she was running. Just very quickly, her story, it's an amazing story. During lockdown, COVID, the borders, you couldn't travel from other towns or suburbs to Windhoek, and her business, she's a renowned hairstylist in Namibia, very, very good, excellent, talented. So her business was in Windhoek, and then, but of course, lockdown, what do? You go out for a run. So as she was running, she noticed the children, children at the shops begging bread, and she was, her heart was just broken. But I do remember this is a long time dream of hers. She went home, put soup on the, and the kids prepared soup, went to the non-municipal area in Rehoboth, and that's where it was birthed, the organization. So my role is just supporting her vision, and because I have for children and women, of course,
exactly.
We need to give our support there. So on the 28th of October, we do this as an annual, annual run.
Okay.
And where we do it is at a beautiful location, about 65 kilometers from Windhoek to the south, and 30 before Rehoboth. There's a, we call it Plot Narochas. There's a lot of, it's beautiful there. So we do the hiking part there, and that's also our entry point. We accommodate cyclists, so the cyclists can come from Windhoek or wherever, or Rehoboth. They cycle to the location, and then we do the hike inside. And of course, you can walk. The walking, running is all part of it.
Exactly. Now, where exactly, with reference to the different locations, where exactly? You mentioned there's Germany, you mentioned Windhoek.
Yes.
Can we talk about the different locations that this event is going
to
be happening?
So this year, first time this year, we decided to also spread it out to the rest of Namibia. Swakopmund, in Keetmans, of course, and Windhoek. Windhoek and River.
Wow.
Yes.
Brilliant. And how does one actually take part with this?
Because the focus here is on health, and also why can't we be fit for a course? So running, but at the same time you feel good about yourself. So my invitation is actually to teams, even groups. You can use it as a team building for the company.
Yes, definitely.
And you can take a group of people. So we have packages that we offer, but of course we don't have the time now to discuss that, where you can literally come bring your people and just have a fun day, have fun for the kids. And it's all about fitness, health, but also for a course where we can support this dream to create a safe haven for the women.
Fantastic. Now, some people love, you know, the outdoors and the hiking and the running, but what happens with those that would like to help out and sponsor and do more, but they're like, the running is not for me.
Yeah, although we do know summertime is also get ready for, you know, with fitness. Of course, you can sponsor, you can get involved. We have lots of internal in-house programs, volunteer programs that they can participate in. So depending on also skills that they want to offer, maybe time, maybe they don't have the resources, but they have time, or they don't have the time, but they want to. We also receive any donation in kind. It can be clothes, blankets, because other than, this is our primary focus, is the battered women, but also we focus on the impoverished women in the hard-up region who lives in the non-municipal and the rural areas.
Yes.
And you know what happened. Poverty is real. And there's a lot of people with huge needs who needs that. So shoes, food, anything that you know you have extra of, you're welcome to come to bring it to us. You can contact us.
Yes.
At 081-661-0051. That is our office contact number. And we will get in touch with you.
Exactly. Fantastic. And I love initiatives like that. And there's a lot of bad came from the pandemic, but a lot of good, and a lot of people did a lot of introspection, and a lot of people became aware of certain things, and a lot of hearts were open into different initiatives, and I like that this is one of them, and I really, really, really hope that this event is going to be a big, massive success, and you can come back and say, hey, we got $1 million dollars.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Thank you so much, Erica, for coming in and giving us this informative chat, and have yourself a wonderful day.
Thank you to everyone who's listening.